welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. If you're a new listener, we welcome you and want you to know we're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And as I was seeking the Lord for what He would have me share, I felt Him directing me to the subject of worship. And so I've entitled this message, The Heart of a Worshiper. But before we go into the Word of the Lord, let's just take a moment to pray. Father, we thank You, Lord, that it is Your Spirit working in us, both to will and to do of Your good pleasure. Lord, as we have accepted Jesus into our hearts, everyone who has confessed the name of Jesus and has repented of their sins and invited Him into their life, Lord, You've called us to the high calling of being a worshiper. Lord, all the other ministries that we are blessed with today, they're all going to pass away. There will not be a need for evangelism in heaven. But Lord, the worship of God will continue for all eternity. And Lord, not out of duress, not out of obligation, but Lord, we will be so free when we're with You. We will be so enlightened in terms of the mysteries and the goodness and the love of God that we will not be able to stop ourselves from worshiping You and praising You for Your goodness and for all that You've done in our lives and for the blessings that You choose to bestow upon us. Lord, our human minds, no matter how brilliant we might be, cannot comprehend the vastness of our God. Lord, You are an infinite person. Lord, You excel in goodness, in love, in power, in omnipresence. You're everywhere, Lord. You sustain everything by the word of Your power. And so, Father, we ask that as we are walking through this pathway of life, and Lord, You see every listener. Lord, You see that are going through some difficult times. And Lord, when we're so seemingly bereft of help, when we're bowed down with troubles, when we're being tested almost to the breaking point, Lord, it is hard to remember that we need to praise You. Lord, it's one of the most effective weapons we have to rout the works of darkness. And so, Father, we thank You for this time. We thank You, Lord, that You're going to anoint the message. And Lord, do a new thing in all of our hearts. As we hear Your word, as we go through the scripture, as we see the examples that are given to us of the heart of a worshiper, Lord, impart to us that anointing, that understanding, and that willingness and liberty to be able to thank You in the midst of the most difficult of life's challenges. We praise You and we bless You for it. Amen and amen. All right, so we want to talk about worship. What is worship? Well, we see examples of it in the lives of men and women that are depicted in the Bible, like Abraham, who worshiped God. And perhaps one of the most outstanding examples is that of Job. They worshiped in the midst of the most difficult of life's problems, in the midst of shattering circumstances. If you recall, the life of Job that's described in that book, in Scripture, he was a prosperous man, and he was perfect in all his ways. There was none like him in all the earth. And Satan challenged God. He came before God and he said, the only reason he serves You is because he's being blessed by You. You've put a hedge round about him. And so the Lord said, He took up that challenge and said, That hedge is taken down, but do not take his life. And so he was oppressed and challenged with so many things. The loss of his children. At one fell swoop, the roof fell in as they were celebrating. And his financial situation, he was a wealthy man. His wife even said, just curse God and die. He didn't understand what was going on. All his friends, obviously, who wants to be around someone that's apparently appearing to be cursed of God? And then finally, that as Satan came before God again, he allowed physical suffering. And he was in misery. He was alone. He didn't have understanding, but he was willing to praise God. And so, beloved, I think God has allowed that book of Job to be in the Bible. No matter how difficult our life is, we can take hope and take courage. And as Job said, yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. What a beautiful example of faith and understanding of the very nature of God. He couldn't understand. Many times, God, why did you allow this? Why am I going through this? But you know the nature of God if you have accepted Jesus. And it's a learning process, but we understand that he is faithful. And he will not allow us to be tested above what we are able to endure. So some of you, beloved, are pretty strong Christians in the faith. Don't give up hope. Jesus is going to rescue and deliver you. So what do we see? What is worship? Well, it's simply a bowing of one's heart and life before God Almighty, acknowledging his supreme lordship, regardless of any negative circumstances in our lives or complete emotional turmoil. Confessing God's lordship, confessing him as God, that he is absolutely sovereign, when everything around you screams, God is unjust. He doesn't love me. If he did, he wouldn't allow this. When we feel overwhelmed, the Psalms say, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And if some of you feel overwhelmed, then know that God wants to just lift you up and he's going to make a way for you. In fact, Lord, I sense there's a few sisters and brothers that just are, their heart is broken. They're a new listener. They haven't listened much to the broadcast, but God, right now, I pray for your mercy and grace to them. Lord, that they will feel the very presence of God, that you haven't abandoned them. You haven't deserted them. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you to the end of the age. He promised that for every believer. And Father, I'm also asking for you to make a way in their circumstances. Lord, when we go through the battles, there's always something. There's something that triggers it. There's some, even as sometimes it's a result of our own lack of wisdom, our own lack of wisdom and lack of submission to God. There may be many reasons that we sometimes open a door, but God, you're merciful, Lord. And so I'm asking you would restore those who feel they're at the end of their strength. There's a sister going through some very difficult physical times right now, but the Lord is with us. He will minister to you. He will strengthen you. He will uphold you with the right hand of his righteousness. And we know until the Lord returns, we all have to pass that doorway of death. Only two people in the entire history of the human race have not been able to experience that, Elijah and Enoch. He walked with God and God took him, scriptures say, regarding Enoch. And of course, Elijah was transported to heaven in a fiery chariot, and Elijah saw him taken. So, and yet, even in death, I've heard of people that have suffered and were dying of cancer. They had no pain. They were trusting God. And as a strong Christian, they were looking for the joy set before them. And that's why Jesus, he endured the suffering, the shame, the ridicule of all that he went through, the suffering of the cross, knowing that his act of sacrifice and love and obedience to the Father was going to restore a family to the Father, to them, that they would, death was just one experience in life. It was the gateway to joy eternal, to be in the presence of God. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard the things that God has prepared for those who love him. So, beloved, take heart, be encouraged, and know that God is going to, he's going to be with you every moment. He won't give you anything that's too great to bear. That's what the Word of God says. And also, I want to share that worship is present tense. It's what we do now. We can't rely on our worship when we first got saved or from yesterday or even in the future. It is present tense. Yeah, I believe it was John's Gospel, it said, those that worship the Father will worship him in spirit, in truth. That is present time, not for the future. He will worship. We will worship. And so when facing turbulent circumstances, sometimes we have a tendency to complain now, to be depressed and dejected now, and we postpone worship till later. But John 4:23 says, as I quoted, the hour cometh and now is. He was talking about all the future generations of believers who would be saved through the preaching of the gospel. But even at when Jesus was here, he said, it now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. So, beloved, let's not wait till we gather around the throne to worship God. God is pleased with the sacrifices of praise. We will enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Anytime we are in prayer, anytime we seek the Father's heart, anytime, and it might just be for a few moments in time, let us come first with thanksgiving, even before we present our petitions, and know that that is pleasing to God. Let us enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his presence, into his courts with praise. Praise God. Well, we are going to continue on in this message, and we have to understand an important principle. It's not natural to us. Worship is learned, and we'll go into that tomorrow. I thank you for joining me, and if you have prayer requests, if you're having difficulties, if your heart is bowed down, or you really don't understand what worship is, I know when I first got saved, I said, what does it mean to praise God? I invite you to write and share those needs. The announcer will give our contact information. I love my UCM partners. They are spiritual family to me, as well as my radio family. You may have never have written. You may have listened for years. Some do and have never written, but know that I pray for you daily. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.